the get-go.
Oh, shit. The sangria is strong. What am I saying?
I don't know.
Welcome to the latest episode of Disorderly Blondes. This is Brenda.
And I'm Christy.
Hi.
What's up?
What are you drinking? What's in your cup?
Cup A.
Cups.
Oh, God.
What?
When I left my TMJ.
Oh, my God.
can we talk about my hip
and
then my TMJ?
No.
Or my Alka-Seltzer. This is so bad.
You are so special.
I'm so out of whack with COVID.
Oh God.
COVID sucks.
We know.
Have to start off by saying that because that's what everyone says. You go to the grocery store.
COVID sucks.
I hate this. I can't breathe. I can't see.
I know.
We do have some topics for today, I promise you, but I just want to welcome everyone.
Again. This is another special unscripted episode by Christy and Brenda, who are clearly drinking sangria. Can I say how strong the sangria
is? So
this is the strongest, super strong. If you want super strong sangria, go to our friends at Ishilima, who are not official sponsors, but it doesn't matter.
They need to be because that sushi was out of control.
I know. We just had sushi and sangria before we recorded. I'll speak for yourself. I'm fine. So what's up, Christy? What is next week? What is Monday?
Oh.
Back to effing school.
Back to school. Yay. I know. You're more ready than I am.
Am I?
Yeah. Really? You have the whole setup for the kids. Well, that's, Dylan's. Yeah. Well, no. Oliver already started.
Yeah, he started last week.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking and you're just going to.
Oliver started 2 weeks ago, actually.
Sorry. My God.
She's so rude. That's
it's
so
working.
Gross.
Sorry.
Anyway, back to me. he started like on a Wednesday and he basically only gets the longest half hour in the world of schooling. It's half hour every day in
like
the morning.
Like the sound? Wait, no. But it's the hourglass.
Oh my God. Like sounds.
I meant to say sands.
Like sand. It is the longest half hour of my life because of course I have to sit there and help because, you know, first he's asking and asking and asking. And if I don't, then he's just going to keep asking and asking. Mm. And I need to wean him off that. But it's a new teacher. So I also need to be there to explain to her how he is. And to be fair, the school is having in-person classes. I'm the one choosing to keep him home. After the whole, like, camp thing that we already went through, that we tried the in-person and then the camp ended up getting canceled, I'm just going to wait it out, at least maybe until October, 2 months, and see what's going on. His class is very small. It's only 5 kids and 2 teachers. They're all wearing masks. He would be the only one not fully wearing it all the time because he still doesn't
tolerate it,
understand why. For him, it's a sensory thing to have it on. But if all goes well and they haven't had any cases and it's all going great, I think I'll start sending him in October.
So at most there's 5 kids in his class.
At most it's 5
kids.
So
it's a win-win.
And they don't really leave the classroom. Nobody's allowed to go in. You basically drop them off and they bring them to the car in the afternoon. I never have to get out of the car. It's like a pickup, like a McDonald's drive-thru.
I'm loving this.
I want my kid.
I've been taking my dog to the vet. You know how hard it is to bring a puppy to the vet, right?
No, I don't.
And I never will.
But don't tell Larry.
But it's like I'm like, Tim, I really need to get Dory checked. You know, her allergies and all her problems. I'm going to be gone for a couple of hours. I literally drop her off and sit in the car and text. It's great. I love it. I'm like, please never go back to normal.
But you were just complaining about it. So maybe COVID doesn't suck as much.
Yes. No, there's definitely some advantages.
No, it definitely sucks.
Service-wise. You know.
I actually said that the other day. I said, I can't believe I'm missing carpool. Like all I did for the last 10, 15 years of my life is complain about carpool. And now I'm like, remember carpool? Remember those good old carpool days? When I used to fight with everyone for butting in carpool and I used to honk on everyone and flip everyone. Like, can we go back to that kind of anger again?
Right.
I want that kind of
productive anger.
I want to be able to scream at people in carpool. Can I please get back to doing that productive screaming? Whatever, man.
Oh, I got to call our governor. JR's very down on our governor. He was very, very pro our governor, but when he doesn't give JR what he wants, JR's very anti DeSantis.
I am down. And the poor guy's doing the best he can. I hate everyone.
I know.
Can we say that? I like hate sangria. Everyone. The sangria rules.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we both had our hair done today.
Yay. We're very, very blonde today.
We are. So. Oh, can I just say, this is definitely another side effect of COVID. The girl who does my hair, she's been, I went to her with virgin hair. Okay. So she's been doing my hair for almost 20 years. And she was like, I have never seen your roots like that.
Really?
And I was like, really? And
she's just probably PMSing.
Maybe. Sure. But, and we couldn't figure it out because I wasn't really that tardy, you know, with my appointment. And we figured out, remember we were talking about vitamin D the other day?
Yes.
She said, are you like not going outside a lot? And I am. I mean, we're very outdoors. We go to the beach all the time, but we've been going to the beach at night.
Okay.
And I always wear a hat. So the sun wasn't promoting this, you know, natural surfer look. So I had to pay for it. To sum it up, I had to pay $200 to look like this. So, yeah. So, okay. Well, we covered the COVID and hair.
Yay.
Thanks for joining us.
And it's a wrap. Please follow us on all of our social media. The end.
Instagramable.
Yeah. No jodas. Okay. Seriously, though. So the last time we recorded was in July.
Yes.
And speaking of stupid government, super mad, super, super, super duper mad.
Super.
At our stupid, well, technically speaking, I don't live in Miami-Dade, but I.
You patronize Miami-Dade.
Yes, I do all my leisurely activities in Miami-Dade. And the weekend of my birthday, he decides that dining in is no longer allowed.
He, the mayor.
Yes, Carlos. Well, you know, you have the mayor, and then you have the governor, and then you have the other mayor of the other town, and it's like you have Miami-Dade, and then you have the city of Miami. It's so confusing.
So confusing.
Yeah, I'm talking about Jimenez, who sucks.
Okay.
You suck. So.
We need a theme song like Martinez. Remember?
Oh, F. Martinez. F. Martinez. No, Jimenez.
No, I was doing the old school.
Oh, yeah. No, that was Navarro. It was F. Navarro. It was the Broward Sheriff.
There wasn't a Martinez one, though?
No, the original Two Life Crew
was Navarro.
It was F. Navarro. Oh. Because maybe he came in.
The clean version was F. Martinez.
And... Well, Navarro's the Broward Sheriff who came in to shut him down. And when he came in to shut him down, I know because I watched this documentary.
Luke.
And when they saw them approaching to shut the whole thing down, he started saying it and the whole crowd started chanting with him.
Okay.
You know, you were raised in Miami-Dade when?
Right.
When you know that.
Drive-by Luke's.
When you know that. So what was I saying? So he decided that COVID only affects people who eat in Miami restaurants.
That's it.
If you dine in the Florida Keys, if you dine in Broward County, and if you dine in Palm Beach, or pretty much the entire state of Florida, you're good. COVID doesn't get you.
561, we're good.
It's only the people in the 305 that, you know, the virus knows. Mm-hmm. So long story short, or shorter... he closed dine-in and I was going to celebrate my birthday, and that's why this is important. And then we ended up going up to you so that I could, yay!
I said, come to the 561.
Yes, celebrate my birthday properly with a proper dinner. So I was nicely spaced out. We didn't have anyone next to us. The tables were sanitized. Service with masks on. I mean, it was safe. You know, I'm still here. It's 3 months later. We're good. And then we had a shopping day. You took me for a shopping day and we spent it up there. Thank you so much.
So
it was such a relaxing birthday. We stayed up there so that we didn't have to drive back after drinking all the wine.
Yeah.
Because we know we drink wine. And that was so nice. But I hate you, Jimenez. And now it's starting again. So Monday. So this was July 10th. So now almost...
The 31st. So,
almost 2 months later, he's deciding that maybe Miami dining can open.
So right now it's outdoor only.
Outdoor only.
Oh my God.
Yes. But you know what he wants them to do? If you're going to allow people inside, the AC has to be on and the windows and the doors have to be open because that makes so much sense.
Oh my God.
It's not like any AC is going to break doing that.
No,
you
not
know,
at
working,
all.
Working
it's only 100.
So you know, right.
Or no, at least.
That poor AC. So now you want these owners to have these ACs that are going to have to get repaired. I mean, he's like, he's a freaking moron. I'm sorry. He's a moron. He's a complete moron. But what I more importantly, I celebrated my birthday. So this is to you, Jimenez. I still celebrated it.
We had a great time.
It was great.
And I'm so happy, like, sidebar, that I was reintroduced to the steak tartare.
Oh, that was a great steak tartare.
So good, because, like, the first time, I don't think I was, I didn't work it properly. I didn't mix the egg with the, this is such a sidebar conversation. Wow. But
isn't this podcast about autism and us?
I was going to say that when you were going off on the mayor, but it's okay.
It's okay because it involves the wet palate, you know? Where's Larry when you need him?
Shameless plug.
So, okay, so anyway.
That was July.
But that was nice because we got to do a double date. So went out, we did adult night, we drank wine, we laughed, and I wasn't even gone for 24 hours, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, no, maybe a little, just about 24 hours. Because I left in the morning, and then Larry came later. Yeah, we were in separate cars, and he stayed with the boys, and then that's it. And then we left in the morning.
It was great.
So easy.
It was great. And that was actually your Christmas present.
Right. It was a combined
gift. Yeah. I love our Christmas because we always do such cute things for one another. Yay. And I had printed funny money with my face on it. That's it. You're a ghost.
Yeah.
I just think I'm so clever sometimes. Sorry.
Party of one? No. I'm kidding. That was too easy too. Come on.
Oh, that was too easy. Okay, so what came next? Like some camp.
No, camp had already happened.
No, but I think JR had some little camps. Oh, JR after.
JR did.
JR found some really great opportunities through an organization that's in North Palm Beach called the I Care Sea Turtle Adventures. And I have been absolutely stalking this organization.
No, didn't he do the farm one first?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, but for some reason, they sponsored the farm one, too. So even though it's like sea turtles, chickens, cows, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But so this organization that happened to win last year an award that is quite elusive to us, the Unicorn Foundation Award, I think for new organization, even though they're not new, but maybe new to Unicorn.
Okay. Oh, I didn't realize they won. Yeah, I forgot they won. Okay.
And I've been stalking them because what the organization does is they take individuals who have turned 21, who are on the autism spectrum or have special needs, and they create these sort of like service opportunities for them, but then it kind of just turns into like a social club, right? And I was like, oh my God, sea turtles, it's in North Palm Beach. This was created for JR. And I was trying to sweet talk them and try to get, and out of nowhere, they just had this camp that they decided that you could be 16 and go to this camp. And it was a farm camp. I mean, you know, milking cows and making butter and all this.
Totally up my alley.
Oh, it's... My truck will never recover because I had to drive through like all these potholes to go out to the Jupiter Farms, which is west of me. But that's neither here nor there. Jared had an absolute blast and was chasing chickens and washing cows and stuff like that. So that was the first week. And then the next week, they went crazy. They did all kinds of environmental projects on the ocean. And that is so JR's bag. It's not even funny. So we were extremely lucky to have the opportunity to participate in that. And JR has been writing them letters about how much he misses going. So hopefully he'll be invited to some of the social events that they have. And they are in our neighborhood. I mean, that's so rare. You know, you find something that is, you know, your kid's, you know, his niche. Of course, and what he likes.
Yeah.
You know?
That's cool.
So he enjoyed that. And the rest of the time he just complained about our governor. So between you and JR, Florida, that gets the big F you. What else?
So then I think right after that, after my birthday trip to Jupiter, Oliver had his EEG.
Yes.
And that was interesting. That was at Joe DiMaggio, and they only allow one parent to go.
Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital.
Yes. So that sucks because obviously I needed Larry there. I wanted Larry there. You want, you know, for him to have the support of mom and dad. So I had to pack a little luggage with all his support, like his props, like his toys that, you know, were going to help him, that I could distract him. And then they, you know how it is, like you're by yourself. I felt like I was back to those toddler years because he wanted to go see that animated thing in the corner and I have the luggage and then we're wearing masks. He's never really worn masks and he kept taking it off or chewing it. And then I have, again, the luggage and then my purse and they're like, your ID. And I'm like, oh my God, just let me in. And like
your personal concierge could not come. And this is very frustrating.
Exactly. So then I had like three different checkpoints. I took your temperature, finally make it to the room, and it was pretty, it wasn't quick, but like once that happened, you just went straight up and she started right away. And now I don't know if anyone has ever gone through this whole EEG thing, but they have to pin him down basically
and remind us why he had to have that because procedure done. Because
he had a seizure, yes, a couple of months ago already. And this is one of the things that they wanted him to do, the EEG. So they basically pin him down. And he, if you don't know Oliver, he's just usually very happy-go-lucky, always smiling, always happy, eager to please, eager to be with everyone and please everyone. So he was at first, you know, thinking, this is great. This is so much fun. And then they basically I actually had his legs while the lady worked. And another lady came in with these gloves and she was holding his face down.
So was he screaming or anything? Or he was just kind of
crying. No, he was crying. He was crying. And then all I could think is, this woman, I know she just put those gloves on, but I don't know what she touched from when she put the gloves on to when, because it's protecting her.
Yeah.
But she's using those glovy hands to pin my child's face down. So her hands are like right by his eye, right by his mouth, right by his nose. So I'm here, of course, I'm like super helicopter mom. I'm holding his legs and I was about to be like, no, I got his hands too.
Like, lay across
him. Can you go away? Don't touch my kid. But then the lady, so basically they have to put like, I don't know, like 50 cables on his head and they glue them with like these little tape looking things. Mm-hmm. But then they take this nasty glue and they put it on and then they take like a suction little tube that they put on top of that little pad that they put on his head to kind of suction the glue and everything direct like to his head. Okay. So they had to do it on both sides. So they, once they finished the one side of his head, they had to turn his face the other way. The whole thing was like, again, very, very long, like 30 minutes, longest 30 minutes. But he's so good because when the second they were doing, and then I was thinking, good luck with that. The second you let him go, he's going to pull it. Mm-hmm. Well, they put on this thing. He looked like a Smurf. Coincidentally, I dressed him in blue and white, not knowing he was going to look like a Smurf. It's just the pajamas. I made him wear pajamas.
Tiny Smurf.
He was the cutest little Smurf. So they put this thing that covers the entire wiring.
Like a skull cap.
Yes, but it had like, I don't know how to explain. Like it's the entire thing covers his head, but then it's almost like a long ponytail is the wires coming out. So when it fell to the side, it looked like the Smurf hat.
No, that's Snorks.
No.
We've already had this conversation so long ago.
Smurfs.
I'm kidding.
Coño.
But Snorks are a thing. Please acknowledge.
That's like,
oh my God.
From what? Like 1940? Like the Smurfs. I grew up with the Smurfs.
Correct. But Snorks were like the underwater version that happened. They were like a shoot offshoot. Not associated, but like a
I did not copy. Watch that. I watched only the original. I do not have problems. I had all the collection of my Smurf.
The figurines that we used to buy from the Sanrio store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then some. And Toys R Us had all the Smurf stuff. Oh. And, you know, Smurfette. Back to Oliver. I gave him a snack the second that he was able to sit up free. He tried briefly to touch his hat, little Smurf hat. And, you know, I just said no and gave him the crackers. And after that, he was so good. He was pretty good. He tried getting out of the bed a bunch of times, but he's noticed that the slack. But it's so such an innocent thing, like to watch, so innocent to watch him. It's so nice to watch his innocence that why can't he get up out of the bed? Like, he doesn't even question it.
Right.
He just did it. He wasn't crying. He wasn't whining about it. We watched movies. It was a while. We were there for like 3 hours.
Oof.
And I was hopeful that they weren't going to keep him longer than needed because it was a Friday, I think, afternoon or a Wednesday or something like that. Thursday. And I could hear the staff saying, well, I'm clocking out. And I'm
thinking, you're like, yes.
It's one of those, like, they're not going to keep him here, like, right, unattended. Like, the staff was good. I think I've had better there. They were okay. They weren't like, mm-hmm. I thought they would be a little more on honest and a little more. They weren't bad, but I don't know. I expected a little more. But yeah, she came in. Oh, she came in like right before five. And she was like, all right, Mom, we're done.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yay. So she took everything out pretty quickly. Oh, his hair stayed nasty for like 3 days. Ugh. Couldn't wash off that glue. More importantly, the test came back normal. There okay. was nothing wrong. But we still had to go through that. And then
So it's a test of his brain waves, correct?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we had an MRI appointment last week, and I canceled it, or 2 weeks ago. I canceled it because they want him to get a COVID test.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm thinking he had, for him, the MRI is sedation. So I'm not going to put him through COVID testing when he's fine and healthy. And then right on the heels of that, go, you know, pinch him and again, like annoy him with, and I know it's important, but I told them I would wait until he could just go in and do it alone. And, you know, they said it might be a while. So I said,
okay,
at this point, well, we're just going to wait.
Yeah. And he's acting great.
So far, he's happy. Knock on wood. Yeah. You know, nothing else has happened. And that's where we're at with that.
Oh, thank goodness. Yeah. It's a huge relief.
Yes.
A huge relief. Okay. So back to that awesome topic.
Back to cool.
Emphasizing the skuck and not the cool. I'm exhausted. I spent the past couple of days cleaning the boys' rooms. I had recently cleaned his room, so it's not so bad. But I had to take all the distractions away from the desk at the very least, right? I don't really know much to expect for school for him. He has an open house tomorrow through Zoom because you have to be very careful about what you say to JR. I'm like, hey, orientation tomorrow. He's like, yay! Oh, it's Zoom, right? I'm like, yeah, sorry. Yeah. But he's excited to see his teachers and he has the same teachers and that's a relief in itself. I mean, you know,
how many kids are in his class?
I would say like 10. Probably 10. And I feel like he's like in the greatest class. And it's a great mix of parents and teachers and incredible support. So we're so lucky. So clean JR's room. Don't really know much about him yet. I had to focus a little bit more on Jackson because I was working on a schedule change for him. He's had a really rough time and I've talked about it a little bit. It's a little bit more than, yeah, COVID's got us all down. You know, hormones and having JR in the house and everything just compounded. He has been using some counseling and things like that. So I had to really, really focus on Jackson more than JR. And it was a little bit of a role reversal, you know. And people ask me all the time, how does JR cope with, you know, the non-school? And I said, if you really think about it, JR has been taught coping skills from the time he was little. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he'll say, oh, I hate this, it sucks. But then he'll say, but I'm flexible, I can deal with this. You know, he uses all these terms that he's been, you know, fed his whole life. And Jackson, you know, is just not as equipped. So we've been focusing on him a lot. We did a little bit of a schedule change to take some of his load off of him. Some certain courses were really heavy, and they were actually, believe it or not, they were elective. Some of his elective and activities were just getting to be too much. So we switched his schedule. We went to school and picked up his books, which weighed like 10,000 pounds. Like, who uses books anymore? Like, right. I wasn't really sure. They were workbooks, but like, we haven't been able to write in workbooks in like 15 years because, you know, Florida schools don't have any money. So picked up books. And so
I went to private school, so I had workbooks.
I went to school in the 70s, so we had workbooks and we were allowed to write in them.
No, you did not. Shut up. I mean, yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
no,
kind of
did. Okay.
But no, I mean, we're just, for them, it's just kind of wait and see. I had talked to you earlier about how this week has been so stressful because it's almost like the calm before the storm. Like, I don't know how my kids are going to react. I just know how they reacted towards the end of last school year, which was just a few months ago, and it was not great. So trying to just, you know, put everything in place so they can be as successful as possible and I can want to kill them as little as possible.
Oh Oh man, Monday is going to be a shit show.
Monday is going to be a shit show. For sure.
Dylan, I've been really actually impressed with Dylan's school. Initially, when they announced, oh, it's going to be virtual, I was like, oh, forget it. There's no way. But I have to say, it's not for lack of trying, because they have been, first of all, they've spent all summer saying, if you need a computer, let us know and we will get one for your child. But I'm thinking, we have a bunch of computers at home. Dylan's not going to need a computer. Mm-hmm. And then last minute, when I realized, holy crap, like he is going to have to sit in front of a computer all day, I realized, well, his computer is like a Vista from like, what is that? Like 2000 freaking five.
I like how you humanize Vista.
Vista. It's a Vista. Vista. Sorry,
was gringa. Was that pre-Windows 2000?
Yeah. No. Like
no,
right,
I think post. Yeah.
And then his little known fact here about Dylan, his iPad is a generation one.
Oh, JR's is too.
And it still works. Oh, however, yes. It doesn't have the capacity for those apps.
Oh, no.
Definitely not Zoom.
No.
Or anything like that. Then I need my laptop. Larry works on his. My other office computer is way too old as well. Oliver needs my laptop for his half hour thing. So, holy shit, he needs a laptop. So then last minute, I was like one of the last parents like, wait, just kidding. My kid needs a computer. Oh, my God.
Oh, and by the one, try buying a... Did I say by the one? By the way, try buying a Chromebook right now. Like, you can't just because of the state of the world.
I don't even know what brand this is. I'm not even asking. But it's actually really cute. It's super cute.
Super.
It was so organized. They had a time to go pick it up. Then the director said, you will have a one-on-one with his teacher and she will train you on all the programs. And I'm thinking, yeah, right. Like, that's never going to happen. Oh, sure enough.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still confused, but
shocked, not shocked.
Because of course, the second that I logged off, I had all these other questions, but I'm just going to go with the flow. But basically he has to be there at 8:30 for attendance or he's considered absent for Miami-Dade schools.
Yeah, we had that. Jackson had like 35 absences in all of his classes.
Because he wasn't
sure. And he got all A's. Like,
no, but I mean, he's...
Because it took the extra step to click on I'm here. Because that's what a typical 13-year-old boy does. I was so pissed.
Well, but this is going to be...
No, this is for real. Like...
Rubber meaning, like, Dylan can't do that. So right. It's going to be us.
Oh yeah. Well, right. Typical so, kid, and I'm still doing it. Typical kid,
right.
Yeah.
So then I said, I'm going to commit to doing this in the beginning with him to try and get him. The goal is to try and get him as independent as possible. Mm-hmm. But I cannot commit to being there until 3 o'clock. Like...
And it's a lot.
I cannot be there. I just cannot physically be there until 3 o'clock next to him. And if I can't do it, then he can't. I mean,
right.
So, and then, part of the training that has me worried is because the Zoom is through Zoom, and then that's linked to like 3 or 4 different programs. So, Brain Pop, Unique Learning, Mobi, I don't know what the heck it is, and which actually looks really fun. I think he's gonna like that one. But then she kept saying like, okay, so when we switch to Unique Learning, all he has to do is type in his email address, and I'm thinking that's that's it, because I don't think he's ever used the Shift app button.
Right,
he's great at Googling things he likes, but
and the email addresses they give them, by the way, is like whole name at Palm Beach.
His is actually short, but the password, then he needs a password. First of all, the concept of an email address, he doesn't understand.
Yeah.
Then the password. So I did my part. He has a really, really cute area that I set up for him.
He does.
It says Dylan's Corner. And I'm going to put on the wall all his username and email address and passwords. And I will use it to, every time she asks, I will point him and I'll have him do it alone. I'm going to try for him to really be independent. It's good for him. It's good for all of us.
Yeah.
But I know. So basically, I'm going to focus on just that first half. Lunch is at 11:30. So I'm going to focus on that 8:30 to 11:30. Mm-hmm. They have 10-minute breaks in between.
Yeah. This is new for us.
It's all new. So then, but again, so it's a break. So those 10 minutes, what is he doing? Is he running back to his room and playing with his computer? Is he going to freak out? And
I'm thinking the idea is, see, towards the end of last school year, Jackson, for example, he had blocks. So he would have 1, 2, 3 one day and then 4, 5, 6. And the classes were longer, but the teachers didn't teach in blocks when school was in. So they were trying to figure out how they were going to fill their time. So a lot of times it was little bit of lecture, here's your assignment, get your assignment done. And then once that was done, there was almost like a built-in break. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're going to definitely play it by ear. I asked her, are you going to have everyone on mute? If she could have everyone on mute.
Oh yeah, JR's school does that.
If they're not on mute, that's going to drive him up the wall, because then he's hearing the other kids scripting and humming. And
you might want to suggest that if she doesn't.
She did. She said
okay,
it.
Okay.
She, and you know what I like? She's a new teacher. She's very young. So I always say I like really, really young teachers, and I like the old teachers.
Yeah.
Right? Because the middle ones are always like getting married, having babies, you know, getting all excited.
On their way to being jaded.
Right. And then the old ones are kind of like, they just know. They have been so there. Much. And the new ones are so excited. And
I love
so
a
eager.
New teacher.
Plus, she seems really tech savvy. Right? Which a lot of teachers struggle with that. Like, wait, is this thing on? You know, she was basically like, share your screen. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, blah. So I like that she's tech savvy. So she seems like she is a go-getter. That's she has great. A lot of energy and she's pretty. So I think Dylan's going to like that. Because I did, she did do a little open house and all. It was all the moms, but then some of the kids were going on and they were saying, hi, Miss Alexia. So of course I took my laptop and I'm like, Dylan. And at first he was like, oh, but then he kind of looked at her and he did that little sly Dylan smile. He's like, hi, Miss Alec. I was like, oh.
Eye candy.
Yeah, so maybe that might be like the draw. So we'll see. We'll see. We're going to try. And then lunch 11:30 to 12:30. I can't promise what's going to happen after that. Yeah. I don't know after lunch, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, the other good thing is he wakes up at 6 on his own. Even if he goes to bed, he's never gone to bed like
Jared
that late.
Gets up early too.
So he has that morning time to play a little bit with his computer and do his thing. And then he's going to have his uniform on. I'm going to make sure he puts it on so that way he feels like I have it on.
I think we have dress code. I haven't looked yet.
We don't. Yeah. I mean, they could be. I mean, I wasn't even going to do like, I was going to do like pajama bottoms, but I think I'm just going to do the whole.
No
the
bottoms? Shorts.
No bottoms. No, that's mommy. Mommy's going to be in the back. Hey. No. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen Monday. You know, we are doing our part to have them ready.
Yeah.
But he starts at 8:30. Oliver has at 9:30. So am I going to like run downstairs and leave him upstairs alone? Or can Larry take over? Like, what are we going to do? And Oliver's screaming. And then, oh my gosh.
You know, I think what helps me in times like this is just to count your blessings. Like, we're well and all that. Like,
I'm focusing on like it's what we always say. Like, focus on what you can control.
Yeah.
I have control of his really cute space. I have control of everything set up. I have everything the teacher asked for. I have the notebooks. I have the calculator. I did it all.
Yeah. That's why I scrubbed their rooms today. Because
Scrub the ground.
I scrubbed baseboards and everything is nice.
You scrub
clean.
Baseboards? I have never scrubbed a baseboard in my life.
Yeah, well. No, really, I got, you know, because like.
Can't you just go with vacuum and go through the top?
And, yeah, but you have to move furniture.
Like you're on your knees on the floor scrubbing.
Well, with the pata sucia.
Pata sucia. Oh my God.
Yeah, that's me. I'm like a very deep cleaner. But I can't focus if there's chaos around me.
You know what that is? That is feng shui.
Oh, I thought you were going to say OCD.
No, that too. The Chinese art of placement.
Yeah.
If when you have like the clutter, when you have clutter around you, the whole concept is you can't focus because that letter over there begs to be open. That bill needs to be paid. That other package needs to be returned. You need to, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
do all
I can't
these things.
Ignore
to
that.
Do. You need to go scrub that baseboard. So if it's dirty, you're going to look at it and it's going to annoy you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So that is one of the big no-nos in feng shui.
I hear you.
Sidebar.
Sidebar. As usual.
Can you tell that I was an interior designer?
Squirrels.
Squirrels. We interrupt this awesome episode for some really great news. Here is one of the easiest ways to support our podcast.
Join Audible. Fans of Disorderly Blondes receive a free 30-day membership and a free audiobook.
To be honest, Audible has been our trusty carpool companion for years, and this is a match made in heaven. I mean, we're talking, I'm texting you, like, and I know this is a sponsorship spot, but it's true. I'm just like texting Chrissy, like, did you read this book? I'm going to send you this new book, audiobook. Please listen. My recommendations, I love Quirk Dork, The Devil in the Kitchen, one of my favorites, and Big Little Lies, which ended up being
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that season?
Yeah.
That was a great one. Of course, the audiobook is much, much better.
I'm trying to think of some recent ones for me. Right now, I'm reading Homegoing. Oh, it's just mesmerizing. 28 Summers, a beautiful summer read. Like I say read, but it's really, you're really listening.
I know.
American Dirt, could not have read the page. I had to hear it. And, of course, both of us.
Who read?
Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, open book. Yes. So to join, all you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/disorderlyblondes. That's it. Super, super easy. Again, that's audibletrial, audibletrial.com/disorderlyblondes.
And let us know what you're reading.
Please. And we're back. So we asked some questions on our Instagram story.
We did.
Well, I take it back. So we asked if anyone had any questions they wanted us, or topics to talk about. And we kind of did. COVID in school is one of them. I think we talked about how everything's going to happen.
Good luck, everyone, by the way. I know we talk a lot about ourselves, but we're just trying to show what we're going through.
We're going through
And if you're going through it too, at least you can say, oh, yeah, those girls. Yeah, same.
Absolutely same. And it sucks. And I don't know how much longer this is going to happen. I know I read that they were trying to open quicker. But I think you're still going to have an option to keep your child home. So then you're going to be in that... put on the spot, like, do I send my child? Do I not? Like, I just said, I'm going to volunteer and wait until October, even though Oliver can go in person. So I don't know. And just to mention about Dylan, I told you this off air a little while ago when we were talking about it, that I think I would keep him home because he's 18. And we, our guardianship, everything,
that's huge.
Everything with the courts has been on pause. And so the guardianship, even though we put the guardianship papers months ago, nothing is moving in the court system. Even though we... there's something else we could do, maybe, I think, that Larry just found out, to put it in as an emergency.
Yeah.
Because if he goes back to school and there is an emergency, he is being treated as an adult and we no longer have rights to make the call.
That's horrifying.
So am I going to send my kid to school, you know, and something happens and then I have, you know, so right now he's like very, very, very sheltered in his room.
Yeah.
Nothing can happen to him until we have guardianship and we can help, you know, make the correct decisions for him. So
can 2020 get any, well, I'm not even going to say it. I was going to say, can 2020 get any worse?
It can. We haven't had the UFO visits yet, but we will.
Anal probe, anyone?
Yay.
No, thank you.
Just go on Twitter and you could see.
Oh, God.
And then another question we had was, how do you talk to your child about a diagnosis? So this is something that doesn't really apply to my family because my kids' cognitive skills are very limited. They are great, but we really can't explain the concept of autism to them. I could barely explain a cold or a fever of why they're feeling a specific way. So I think Dylan's known that the word autism has always been in his life because every school or every center that he's been to says autism center. But I don't know that he understands what, never really asked, never really pointed. He just goes with the flow. So I think this question's more to you.
Oh, Lordy.
Because JR is... is definitely more cognitively aware of what's going on.
Well,
I know you said you've dodged the question.
I've been dodging the question for so long, and it just...
Are you filming yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, here. Okay. I'm like, are you like doing something? Okay, I'll do it. Sidebar. Sorry. Squirrels.
It's so hard. I feel like when Jackson was little... you know, people would say, why don't you just tell Jackson his brother has autism? And it would explain so much, right? Because Jackson was like, ah, play with me, brother. And Jared would be like, you know, just ignoring him. And for that reason, we had to kind of slowly watch Jackson recede. It's like a natural thing. Like, right. If I'm going to try to give you a bunch of attention and you don't give me attention, I'm just going to be like,
okay. Right.
And it was really sad, but at the same time, I felt like I didn't want to really break his spirit and be like, here, sit down, son. I have something to tell you about your brother.
Right.
That he couldn't understand. And, you know, Jackson's bright, so my friends would say, oh, he'll understand. He'll get it. He'll appreciate it. Well, of course, I wimped out and never said much to Jackson, and maybe that's why he's in therapy now.
No.
Sorry. No. But so with JR, you know, JR is, I don't know. I could cry talking about it. I don't want to say, hey, you have autism. I just, and I know I'll get a lot of, you know, flack for that. But
oh, wait, he's been around every time we do, I mean, our entire, we have things, we have autism logos, we have autism keychains, we have 1,000 autism fundraisers. What is he, he's never also questioned.
I don't even think he's even said the word.
The word autism,
and
right.
I don't, and I'm thinking of my friend Melissa right now. Hi, Melissa. Her son is JR's age. And I said, does Jack know he has autism? And she's like, yeah, you want to know how I told him? He had to do some kind of autism walk, and it said, like, autism. Oh. And she's like, here's your shirt. And he goes, why does it say autism? And she goes, because you have autism. And then she was like,
oh my gosh.
It's horrible. But, you know, it's the things that we do.
Right.
So I don't even know how to answer it. Okay. I'm not ready, but JR does say to me on a daily basis, almost daily basis, why am I different? Why do I think differently? Why doesn't my brain work like yours? I mean, it's, we're on the cusp, you know? So
why don't you just have Tim do it?
Oh, wow.
Tim, just do it. You're like, God Mr. damn Suave. It. I
mean, you got goddamn autism. God get the damn. Fuck over it.
That's yeah. That's what I mean. He would just like do it quickly and move on.
So I really don't know what to say. I'm kind of tripped up because I'm not ready. And I know this is not about me. This is for him. And I know that I have the tools. I have an amazing team of people at his school that will help me through it. I did talk to you maybe about this earlier, that I would maybe this school year kind of broach it with him. But yeah, that's my story. I haven't said it, and maybe it would explain a lot of things to him and make him maybe feel better and not feel like there's something wrong with him.
Right.
Or he's any less.
Of course not.
So, you know, and maybe I'll tell him and he'll be like, yes. And then he'll go to the grocery store and say, hi, I have autism. Hey, hey.
Oh, for
good
sure.
Morning. Good for morning. Sure. Hey, autism. Do you have autism? I have autism. It's great.
Yeah.
And I have to allow him that. I'm just not ready.
Yeah. So the answer is we don't have an answer. The answer is it's not appropriate for my kids. Well, it's really just Dylan that it concerns. Yet, nothing that I can talk to him about because he has so many other things to conquer first. And in your case, it's about to happen.
Yeah.
But not
I'm ready for the hate mail. I get it. But I'm human. And sometimes you just want to keep, you know, I want to keep him so innocent and young. And it's hard.
Do you think if you tell him, would he be the type to then like go Google it?
No.
Would he respond to like, if you give him a book about it? And ask him if he can, well, does he read those kind of books? Like, does he read those, like real books?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So if you found a book that you think maybe he might relate to and you gave it to him.
Yeah.
You think he might be able to maybe relate to it?
Yeah, but then that would be telling him and I'm not ready. But yeah.
I'm just thinking out loud.
No.
Like
yeah.
I don't know what I would do if, I do remember the first time, I do remember being in an ABA center and it was called something, something, I forget the South Florida, something, Behavior Autism Center. And I remember specifically realizing that I had never said the word autism to him. And he was like 6 or 7 or maybe younger. He was just jumping around and he was starting to kind of read like sight words. And I remember like pointing to every word, Autism Center. And he was his little cute voice said, Autism Center. And I remember just to say it, you know, Dylan, do you know what autism is? And he was just like, do you know what autism is? And he just like ran off and played with something. Like, I, you know, it was kind of like, and I remember sitting there like a dork, like, oh, he just read the word. Like, I just heard the word autism come out of his little boy voice. And
I don't know, maybe JR will say to me like, duh, because like Jackson like mumbles under his breath sometimes. You know, because JR, you know, JR will say, oh, well, why do I...
And in school, too, I wonder how that is for his classmates, for JR's classmates.
Well, it's funny because JR had a chorus program. Remember when he was singing?
Yes.
For the Christmas
fest? Yes. How can you forget? Right? What was he doing?
It's all right. But Miss Erica, who was the music coach, She coordinated through the foundation, the Alice for Autism Foundation, a day where everyone wore blue, and it was like this gigantic...
our favorite color.
Yeah, it was a gigantic... like, you know how when you're zooming with a ton of people, so it just looks like this, you know, like almost like a patchwork of people like mm-hmm. wearing blue. And she's like, and because it's autism awareness, and I just left the room.
Right.
And he never said like, hey, I did this or I did that. But, you know, between that and Jackson always murmuring, it's because you have fucking autism. That's why. Because Jackson, you know, he gets frustrated normally, right. You know, naturally. So, yeah. Can we talk about something else?
Okay. So then the other question, which we don't really have, we will have answers for this, but we don't have them yet.
Okay.
Not many anyway. Someone asked if we could share funny online school happenings. We don't have that yet because Dylan starts on Monday. I'm sure I'm going to have a ton of stories come Monday.
You mean how drunk I'll be by noon? Oh, that'll be funny.
Gosh, you and I will be having our own Zoom conference, drinking the sangria, this leftover sangria.
So good.
It is really good. So this morning, Oliver's Microsoft Teams decided not to work.
So that's like your Google Classroom, like his interface for his classroom.
Yes, they do Microsoft Teams, and it decided...
Wow.
Every single episode, Christy's phone goes off.
You don't have autism, by the way. Just take your meds, though.
Christy, you're fired.
Sorry.
Every freaking episode. Anyway, so his Microsoft team stopped working. The teacher, she kept saying, I can hear you, but I can't see you. And Oliver, we've established, is always happy-go-lucky, you know, except he was really mad that I was trying to take the laptop away from him. Because we could see her, but she couldn't see us. So he's, in his mind, like, it's working. Like, what is the problem? Why are you taking my teacher away? So he got really angry, and he was, like, grunting, and he was like, arr! And I was like, Oliver, stop it! Give me a laptop! And this lady's like, what's going on? I could hear you! How embarrassing. You know, finally I had like,
Cabana.
Oh my gosh, I had to like send him away. I screamed at him like an ogre, which I never do, but I had to. He finally went away so that I could fix it. And I did. But It's funny now, but it wasn't funny when it was happening. Moment. The teacher's like, wait, is this the same family that's always so nice?
We're going to have to wear workout clothes and as little clothing as possible. Like maybe like a sports bra, because we're ready for war, because we're going
to
be...
So I'm ready for war. I'm going to have to wear as little as possible?
Yeah, like...
What kind of war is this?
Sweating and sweating it out, you know, like you have to be comfortable and you have to just...
Comfortable and as little as possible? And that's the equivalent of wearing a bikini for combat. What is wrong with you?
I'm more comfortable when I the less I have on.
So okay, so you wear a bikini for the Zoom classes on Monday, and let me know how that goes.
I'm just saying, Lululemon shorts. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, you said wear as little as possible, like a crop
top.
Have
you seen how small those shorts are?
Oh my gosh, no, I will not be doing that. God. I will be in the background. You know, my bed is. So I set him up in my bedroom.
Background. I'm going to be in the background. You can't on really mute, see, in bed.
You can't see my bed, but I will be. Well, Larry's taking over my office. So I have my office is my a tray table with my laptop, and I'm just sitting on the bed, and that is going to be my office. So
get fancy.
Get super fancy. I don't care. Come at me. It's so comfortable. It is what it is. But I should be there for him, you know, this week. I don't plan on getting any work done this week.
Zero,
because I'm sure I'm going to have to come save the situation every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to try and transition him to wearing headphones. So I don't have to listen to any of it. Selfishly, please wear headphones.
Jackson's school gave out earbuds.
Oh.
You know, but I think he'll probably, you know.
I like the ones which are ours because they're noise canceling. So
they're cushy too.
Yes, and Dylan likes to cover his ears. Mm-hmm. So I think sensory-wise, he's going to like... Mm-hmm. And I think the headphones might let him focus as well. Because say, if Larry's in a conference call and if Oliver's screaming or shrieking happily, you know, or Oliver has Barney on downstairs and Dylan's upstairs, and all those things are distractions for him. So if once I could transition him to the headphones, I think he'll be able to focus a little more.
Yeah.
I don't want to start him. Well, I really can't start him on headphones because I need to be able to listen.
Right.
To what is going on. And there's no way I'm plugging in a second set of headphones to sit next to him. Because that's not happening.
You could do that, but as long as you have like a really long cord.
Yeah, to the bed.
to Starbucks.
And my champagne. Champagne glass. No, thank you. El Starbucks.
If that's all for today's episode, we want to thank our sponsors, Alka-Seltzer.
It's not. It's actually called Picot.
Picot.
Picot. And it's a Cuban remedy.
Wow.
Well, Cubanish. I don't know.
Is that like Vinasco? Is that?
I don't know what Vinasco is.
It's like an Italian one.
Is that like Nabisco and dyslexia?
It's not Vinasco. It's like
Vinasco?
It's like an Italian version.
This that might be French, right? Because it's Picot. But I know Cubans claim it as their own.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
This gringa claimed it.
I'm going to have to Google that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So, that. Picot. If you're having stomach problems.
Do we have to air my stomach problems on air?
This episode is brought to you by Picot.
And Christy's gas.
And Christy's gas. And no, I think really that's it today. It's just a short little update. Short, you know, like 40-something little update.
Have you met us?
No, just to... You know, be right on board there with everyone that we are also going back to school on Monday.
Yes.
And here we go. And we really want to hear from you. Please tag us in any funny stories or sad stories or triumph stories.
If you're doing better than us, we don't want to hear it.
No.
No, we're joking. Please, we want to hear everything.
Yes, we want to hear everything. And I think that's it for today.
I think so. Best of luck to all you moms and dads and teachers and caretakers and everyone who's...
who's wearing bikinis and going to combat. Yeah.
There will be no photos of that, by the way.
Sure. So that's it. Remember to follow us on all of our social media. By the time this episode airs, we hope to have reached 1,000 Instagram followers.
Woo-hoo!
And thank you, thank you, thank you. And what else? I think that's it.
That sounds great to me.
Bye.
Bye, everyone. Have a great school year.